Aircheckdownloads.com.
Mixing up lots of different artists, but all from the same year over the past half hour. This is Simon here on Jam. And what was that year? Stuart and Lester and Justin and Kat were just 1 year out. But correct answer from Chris in Ratby, Jamie Louise, Mr. Fox and lots of other people. It was 1989. Well done. But time moves on and so do we. Another year for you to guess here when Pete Sampras and Martina Hingis were dominating the world of tennis. Boffins cloned a sheep called Dolly. And it seemed like Eternal were going to be around forever. Here they are. From what year, though, on Jam?
Yes, I feel quite.
Thanks for tuning into Jam at 106. I'm Simon. They are Boyzone. But from what year was that song doing the second half of Guess the Year this morning? And we're talking about the year when Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet got into some boating difficulties on the big screen. What else was happening in that year? The mighty Harry Potter series. The first book was published by J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Didn't that change the world of publishing and movies? What was the year? Text 87867. Start your text with Jem. And in that year, a big dance hit from Ultranate playing next to Natalie Imbruglia.
With the new Sundercliff cash plant.
We are Jam with the wonderful Gwen Stefani up front of No Doubt. From back in their most successful era, that was off an album called Tragic Kingdom. It's still one of the biggest selling albums in history. But what year did Don't Speak by No Doubt come out? Spud from Wigston got it right. Lisa Birch got it right. Jem, Emma and Andy from Walsworth said 1990. T7, which is correct. Stuart and Lester as well. Pete at Hare's Pete Barbershop in Hucknall got it right as well. And Sharon Pinkston gave us a bit more information about that year. Apparently, it was the year Beef on the Bone was banned. Thanks for sharing with us, Sharon. 97 was also a very big year for French duo Daft Punk. They led the charge in a new style of electro dance music with their phenomenal debut album, Homework. And 16 years later, they are at number one yet again. I'll play that superb track soon on Jem. I'm going to put it right next to ABBA. Absolutely. And then from 11, another edition of Sam on Saturday. Better just stay here.
Some home comforts.
Jem. Travel.
With Sandycliff. For great deals on new Kias, visit sandycliff.co.uk.
Right, County Coventry match kicks off at 3, so things will get busy around Meadow Lane leading up to that. Also, we had some trouble earlier on East Midlands trains between Nottingham and Derby following a signal problem. That seems to have cleared up now. But we do have a revised service on East Midlands trains between Nottingham and Matlock due to engineering works. Live from the Great East Midlands on FM, DAB and online, we are Jam.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Louise Easton.
Audi Finance.
Despite that mix of sunshine and showers that Louise mentioned, it is a beautiful day thanks to Michael Bublé. He'll sing about that soon and let's have some madness.
It's a beautiful day.
Sounds happy, doesn't he? Mixing up all the good stuff. We are Jem. I'm Simon. Good morning. It's 87867 to send a text. Make sure the first word is Jem. And I have to say good luck for today to Ria Law from Leicester, who is doing a tandem skydive sponsored for Laura. So good luck with that. I've done it myself. It was terrifying, but worth every single moment of it. Also, Big Joss at F3 Sheet Metal wants to give a big shout to all the boys that have come to work today on this Saturday morning. After this, we go from this bit of 80s greatness to last year's catchiest song. Fact. For now, go west on Gem. It's a great mix of music every single day here on Gem. Good morning, I'm Simon. There's some Eurythmics off their fabulous album called Revenge. It came out in 1986, and I know I can say you are really genuinely that it's fabulous because I picked up a copy of it at a car boot sale near Alfreton a while back. That's a lot of music for 50p, let me tell you. Right, I hope you're enjoying some relaxed time this weekend, but once it's back to business, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, your chance to win something every hour here on Gem. That'll keep you awake if the hours are dragging a bit, won't it? All right, we'll continue mixing up the good stuff with Lionel Richie in a minute. Some ABBA and that massive new number one from Daft Punk and Pharrell Williams.
Not much in life's guaranteed.
Good morning, we are Gem across the great East Midlands. It's Simon here and some Robbie Williams and Candy. Man, he's a multitasker at the moment, isn't he? So this week, Sam and Amy's school dinner tour stopped off at Violet Way Academy in Burton-on-Trent. And Sam met six-year-old Raven, who's passionate about stick-on tattoos, particularly of scaly creatures.
What's on your arms? Tell me about what's on your arms.
Tattoos.
And what have you got? What pictures have you got?
Dragons.
So if you could be any animal, would it be a dragon?
No.
What would it be?
A dinosaur.
Oh, why do you want to be a dinosaur?
Because they're my favourite things.
Which dinosaur?
A Tyrannosaurus.
He knows exactly what he wants to be. On Monday, Amy returns from her Thelma and Louise-style road trip to the US. We'll find out if a dangerous Dave has managed to make it through the Netherlands and onto a cruise ship. It's Monarch Monday as well, your chance to win flights to some fabulous holiday destinations. So join us Monday morning. Coming up, a song about Elvis, a song about an umbrella, Ella, and Madonna in peak 80s form next.
I'm up before the sun every morning.
I'm Simon on Gem across the great East Midlands this morning and tomorrow morning so that radio legend Andy Miller can have himself a little bit of a weekend off. Now, I must have played that song a million times on my car cassette player back in 1990. A lot of miles and the wondrous Black Velvet. So, sporting action tomorrow in the Netherlands as Dangerous Dave tries to get from Amsterdam to Rotterdam. We'll cover that for you. And if he does it, you get the shot at winning a cruise with Sam and Amy on Monday morning. Also tomorrow, the Derby 10K. Matt Smith is going to be down there, and it's a really good event supporting the excellent Sporting Futures. Running around the Derby City Centre, a spectacular finish inside Pride Park. Just so you know, sort of specific timings for you. At 9:10 a.m., the 3K wheelchair event. At 9:30, the Derby 10K main race. And places of that for that have totally sold out, which is wonderful. At 11 o'clock, the Derby 3K walk, jog, run. If you are taking part, have a wonderful time. I hope your legs don't sort of tighten up on you. Take it easy. Breathe nice and deeply as you go. Coming up, more great music, starting it off with DeBarge. It's another edition of Sam on Saturday, next on Gem. And I'll catch you tomorrow morning.
NewCheckDownloads.com.